It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's Cougar Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's Murfreesboro.
Presented by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA, live your best life. Online at TOA.com.
We're joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and their upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on MTCS Cougar Corner.
And welcome back to the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John Dingan's back with you. This portion of the show brought to you by Little Caesars Pizza with four Murfreesboro locations, Memorial Boulevard, Warrior Drive, South Rutherford Boulevard, and Old Fort Parkway. Get hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars Pizza. And joining me here on the program is Chad Lehman, the head coach of the Lady Eagles softball team. And Chad, how are you?
Doing great.
And welcome, everyone, to Cougar Corner. John Dinkins here with you. And Chad Hewitt, the head coach of the MTCS softball team, is here with us this morning. And Chad, first year, so congratulations. And you're decked out in some gear. Which, tell me a little bit about how you got here, and I know you're excited about it.
Yeah, no, actually, really excited to be here. I came to MTCS via Oakland. I've spent the last 2 years over there with Coach P, and previously before that was at Riverdale with Coach Bingham for 4 years, and I'm just really excited at the opportunity we have at MTCS.
The softball program, I don't know. I think when we look at softball, the baseball team gets a lot of pub, and they've had some great teams. Y'all are still a little bit in the building stage, aren't you? And I would think you're pretty young, I would think, too.
Absolutely. We softball has not been very prominent over there, but we've got some good kids. We are very young. I've got two upperclassmen, two seniors, and then of course next year I'll only have women. So unless something changes, but got a good group of young kids coming for sure.
Chad, I talked about this with Charlotte P. A lot of times, though, youth is not quite, except physically, youth is not as big a factor to me playing softball because they play travel ball and they played as an individual. It's a team sport, but yet an individual got a hit, got a field. And if you can do those things, you're going to help. You're going to help the team.
And that's kind of one of our, and you're exactly right. Unfortunately, currently, we don't have very many kids that play outside of school ball. Got probably about six total in the program, high school and middle school. That's kind of the big thing is catching up from a skill standpoint and trying to get to a place where those other four or five kids we say it all the time. That's our saying, the work is the work. You can't deny it. You've got to figure out how to improve the skill level. And we know collectively we've got a bunch of that to do for sure.
And you, I guess you look at it as kind of to be encouraging to get them to do that and do off season work. You know, we hear that all the time. What you do in the off season is how you build the season itself, doesn't it? Your experience at being with other programs and that kind of thing, that's bound to help this program because it's not your first rodeo, you might say.
That's right. And been fortunate enough to be with some great coaches. Obviously, Christy, her tenure speaks for itself. Charlotte's done a great job, loved my time at both of those places, and took a lot of experience from those two coaches and the way that they do things. MTCS, you know, it's kind of a restart. We're trying to establish the culture. We're trying to establish that our goal is it's to show up every day and just do the work, just put the work in, and knowing that, hey, there's no guarantee for success, even if we do all the right things. It's not guaranteed. So you kind of got to do it knowing that, hey, look, I know I have to do what I got to do for the person next to me to try to do everything I can to help my team win. So we got a long way to go to get to that point, but they're headed the right direction.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your team coming up. I know it starts with pitching, and it's number one, you got to keep them healthy. You need probably more than one. How are you in that situation?
Well, we feel pretty good about the one that we have currently. Cody is just an eighth grader. She throws it really well. She,
Her big sister played at Virginia Tech and UTEP and was a pretty highly recruited kid. But she's 14. She's an eighth grader, and she's very young. We've got a couple other kids that we're just starting to teach them how to pitch. We got another freshman that we feel like is going to be a factor before it's all done, a kid named Maddie Miffleton. But she's as green as they come. I mean, she's never done it before. So we feel like if we, you know, if we can survive basically a year, we know that that pitching, because pitching takes time, and we know that that's going to continue to get better. I think for us this year, our biggest thing is keeping Cody healthy and making sure that, you know, we can get through every week, basically. So,
do you schedule games realizing that? I mean, you can't just load up and play four games a week or whatever like that.
No, and that's been something that we've talked with our kids and our parents, just because of the situation. It is what it is. And so we have to space that schedule out where, you know, because her health is far more important than us winning and losing a game at this point. You know, and if we can give her enough time to rest in between games and that kind of thing, we just feel like, it at the end of the day, I don't want any of these kids hurt over playing, especially, you know, what it takes in the circle. And
she's probably pitched three or four games on a weekend or that kind of thing. So it's not anything new to her, but
that's right.
You still have to watch it a little bit. Who's going to be your catcher?
So right now we've got Molly Wood behind the plate. She's a sophomore. She played third base for him last year. Molly does a good job. Yet again, and you'll hear me say this pretty consistently, she's still trying to figure it out. But we like Molly. She works hard. She's just a sophomore. She's only going to get better. So we're excited to have her back there for sure.
Got to have a strong infield. Let's go up the middle first, though. Shortstop and center field.
So Elena Reynolds is our shortstop. She's the lone junior that we have on the roster. Elena is a good athlete. She's a great kid, works hard. But again, she's one of those kids that, you know, she plays during the season. And so we've got to get her caught up from a skill standpoint. She's very fluid, moves well, got good hands, you know, but just gotta get more work.
Play more.
That's it. That's right.
Center field.
Center field, Riley Osborne. She was probably the most, she contributed the most last year, I would say, in center field. Left-handed kid, swings it well. He does a great job in the outfield in terms of leadership, is going to give us a good chance out there. We're really excited about Riley for sure.
Left and right field, the rest of the outfielders.
So you've got your other outfielders are going to be, we've got a senior in Lexi Mitchell. You've got Maddie Miffleton and Hope Embry, and Bree Mitchell. Bree Mitchell is the sister of Lexi. Lexi's a senior. Bree's a freshman. Maddie's just a freshman. Hope's just a sophomore. So you hear the theme here.
We
end up starting three eighth graders and three freshmen, two sophomores and a junior. So very young, but we're trying to learn how to catch it. We're trying to learn how to, you know, where to go when we catch the ball, and trying to learn that ahead of the play. So we're from a building standpoint, we're just laying our forms right now. For sure.
I know they have certain, and we're going to talk about the rest of the infield, but I know, that they have certain periods of time, the TSSAA, that you can play, that you can and practice. It would be nice when they're that young, though, if you could have a couple extra weeks, or wouldn't it? I mean, in terms of that.
Well, that's one nice thing that and I asked Christy this when I first came here, and Coach P and I talked about it when I was there with her. One nice thing is I have access to those, you know, middle school kids, those sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. And, you know, that's kind of a point of our staff is, hey, you know, we've got to start pouring into those kids, because we know that obviously that's the only way you build long term. And so we're just trying to get as much time with every one of those kids as we can. We got good staff on board that they're all rowing the boat the same direction. So we feel good about where we're headed. We're a long way from the destination right now.
Well, I'll go back to, I think, second base, third base, and first base.
So we've got the other two eighth graders that we've got on the roster. Lily Blakeney, she plays third base for us. And then you've got Blair Harrison. We've got her over at first. She's just an eighth grader as well. Sway Rutledge is playing second base for us right now. She's just a freshman as well. So you've got Poppy Howard. She's a senior. She's been injured. She's been dealing with a concussion. Hopefully we'll get her back at the end of this next week. She'll help us out at first base. Big kid, strong kid. She's one of those kids that's got some experience. We just got to try to figure out how to get her healthy and get her back in the lineup. She provides a little bit of experience because of her age. And so we look forward to getting her back. So
the, man, you look at, I would think the bench trying to get, I mean, it's all a work in progress, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Saying, we have, did we talk about second and third yet?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's right.
Billy and yeah. Claire there, but we don't have much of a bench, to be honest. Right now, we've got 12 kids on the high school team. But like I say, we're going to lose two of those kids at the end of this season. We'll gain seven players next year that will come to the high school bunch, and we feel real good about that group of kids. I mean, that's when I talk about working with those middle school kids. We know that those kids are going to come in right away, and those 10 kids that are returning, they're going to have people nipping at their heels, and that's what we want. We want to create a good competitive environment where, you know, hey, I'm gonna have an opportunity if I do the right things, and that's one thing about it. They're in charge of how many opportunities they get. We just got to create that opportunity for them. So,
and with the girls that are coming back, you'll have a lot to come back. Then you add that group. That's when it starts, doesn't it? I mean, you can start to see that, okay, they're falling into the program and that kind of thing. You as a coach, when you took this job, did you say, okay, I've got to build a culture? Is that safe to say?
I think, you know, you don't have to look far over there. You know, Brittany does such a great job with the cheerleaders and what they've accomplished over the last few years. And it really starts with the culture that she's created. The expectation of, hey, these are the things that have to be done, and this is the way we're going to go about doing it. And you can either get on board and be part of the solution, or you cannot be part of it. And I think for us, there's never really been, you know, I just don't know how that's really been established. And so for us, it's our focus is, hey, the work is the work. Show up every day, do the right things. Let's not get caught up in winning and losing, because they take care of themselves if you do enough of the right things. And so we're trying to teach them how to play pre-pitch, how to play that pitch and reset for the next one. And if we can do that one pitch at a time, but we try to stack winnable pitches on top of each other and hope that at the end, we've given ourselves a chance to win games.
Chad Hewitt is our guest here on Cougar Corner this morning. And, when I would think a lot of these girls play multiple sports, you about have to in a small school, right? In terms of, at the same time, there are some benefits to that. I would think that, knowing how to win, you know, putting in the work, that kind of thing. Do you think that's a fair statement to say that it does help a little bit?
Man, I think in any program, I think any place you have some success, that breeds success, you know, and so I 100% agree with that. I think, you know, we do have some girls that play basketball. We've got several girls that cheer. We've got several girls that play volleyball as well. And, you know, as much as a lot of coaches might say, hey, I wish I had my kids in a little bubble and I had them all year long, that's really, in the big scheme of things, that's not good for them anyway, I don't feel like. You know, competition is good no matter where it is, and learning that, hey, you know, success doesn't always happen. So we're going to encourage our kids to do multiple things. Obviously, those kids that don't, you know, we'll take advantage of that time that we have with them. But that's my job, and our staff's job is to try to facilitate those kids being able to do other things. And we feel like we've done a good job with that so far. And we're going to pull for everybody, whether it's cheer or football or volleyball or whatever, it don't matter. We're going to try to do it together for sure.
Well, we mentioned culture and MTCS, you know, the football team, basketball teams, they're all, I mean, it's all a big family type situation. When you were looking at this job and it came to your knowledge, what brought you there? What was something that spurred you on to go to MTCS?
Well, you know, the first time I went over and met with Mr. Piercy, you know, we walked out to the field and it was in pretty rough shape. I'd be willing to go out on a limb and say it's probably, if not the worst, one of the worst in the county in terms of what the schools have. But that's our goal, is to try to change that. And we didn't look at it just from a, you know, I've wanted to be a head coach since I've been out here. I'm from New Mexico. We've been out here since 2017. And I liked the opportunity because I felt like we were at a place where, you know, we've got nothing but growing that can happen here. And so
a challenge then.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. 100%. And we knew there was no way that anybody thought this was going to be easy. We knew from the beginning it was going to be tough. We knew numbers were going to be hard to come by. But I think that's going to grow. I think that's going to get better once these kids are there. And the kids that we've got 27 kids total in the program from fifth grade on to 12th grade. It's from day one to now, we've come a long way. But we just keep reminding them that, hey, look, this isn't the destination. We've got a long way to go. And no different with facilities. I mean, we got a new scoreboard going up. We've got big plans. It's time and resources that, you know, we've got to put all that in place to be able to make it all come to fruition. So
you play your games mostly in the afternoon, right? The afternoon.
Yeah. So we've got a couple Saturday games, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but most of our games are, you know, 5:30. I know in the past, MTCS has played a lot of games over at Starplex and McKnight, and our goal is to not play anywhere but our place and our opponent's place.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for us to do that, we don't have lights. We don't have, you know, we just have some amenities that we don't have. And so we're in the process of starting to put all that stuff together. We've got great families, great parents that have already stepped up to the plate, and we're rowing that boat that direction. It's just, you know how that goes, lining up everything, getting together. And
you got to be more than a coach. I mean, you've got to be an organizer, and I think they got the right person for that job, and the administration's very helpful too.
Absolutely. Mr. Tiller, Dr. Sane, Mr. Piercy, Miss Basham. I can't go without mentioning her, cause she does a great job. She keeps me from messing up, stepping on my own feet. But no, everyone at the school, that you said earlier, the family, that's one thing that we love about it. You know, when I took that job, my daughter was an incoming eighth grader, and we gave her the opportunity. She had the choice. She could have stayed at Oakland if that's what she would have wanted to do. And, you know, just from a parent standpoint, it's been really nice to see what this place has done for her and provided for her. So we're excited about it. We're glad to be there. It's only going to get better, and we're excited about the future for sure.
Well, you got a nice bling. I mean, the hat and the shirt is already a start right there. Chad Hewitt has been our guest here on Cougar Corner. It's just a couple more questions here, and I'll let you go. But I know you would like to work on lights. That's something that is very attractive. But you got to do the other things first before you get to the lights, right?
Yeah. Well, in the big scheme of things, you know, we're going to put us an indoor facility. We're going to get the lights done. You know, we're pretty well down the road with regards to the lights. The building is something we're still in the process of. The existing field that we have, we're gonna have to do some modifications to it. There's gonna be some major change there. You know, we got some decisions to make in terms of if we want to keep it a skinned infield or we want to go to turf. Obviously, with as much rain as we get in the Middle Tennessee area, you know, when I tell people it's 48 to 52 inches a year, they don't hardly believe it. But we do get a bunch of rain, mm-hmm. and so
especially when you start in March,
it's exactly right in the middle of the start of the season. So, but you know, we've got those things lined out. It's just a matter of putting all the dominoes in place to make it all, you know, happen. So.
Well, it sounds like Middle Tennessee Christian School softball is in good hands. Chad, it was a pleasure meeting you today, and good luck this year. And I know there'll be some fundraising. I know there'll be a lot of things and a lot of decisions to make, but I think they got the right man to do it.
Well, I appreciate you having us. We look forward to a good season. So thank you very much.
That's Chad Hewitt, the head coach of the MTCS softball and they're already started. So, you know, go out and see a game. That might be the best way to support them, really, anyway. And we'll be back, Brian, to wrap things up on Cougar Corner right after this timeout.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
Genesee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Here's Dr. Russell McKissick with TOA.
We have a passion here for taking care of our athletes here in Rutherford County. We really do our best to take care of them.
Experts in joint, bones, and muscles.
Many years we've been taking care of athletes around here, and we've just picked up where Dr. John started, and we just keep going.
TOA has a playbook that gets you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. TOA, live your best life.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
The large majority of our kids are involved in athletics or extracurricular activities, one or the other, and most are doing multiple activities.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
And that's a great preparation for life. How many of us in our life are just doing one thing? So a well-rounded student is a huge deal.
Invest in your child's future in a Christ-centered environment with many athletic and extracurricular choices.
Without a doubt, our students have the opportunity to be involved in multiple activities.
To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
It's MTCS Cougar Quarter, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's Murfreesboro.
Presented by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA, live your best life. Online at toa.com.
On FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Back here on Cougar Corner to wrap things up. John Dinkins, great interview with Chad Hewitt.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think he's going to be a good one. He's got a lot of ideas and to get that softball program really, really at a different level.
I know they've done a lot of improvements, things of that nature out there with facilities. So we're kind of in that time where spring sports are off and running. We talked a little tennis last week on Cougar Corner, so if you want to go back and listen to the interview with Lawrence Goodwin. Next week, we have the MTCS year-end extravaganza.
Oh.
Don't know exactly what time we'll go on. We're still scheduling some of the spring sports coaches. But next Saturday morning will be our last coaches show of the season. And on Cougar Corner, we will have Jamie Carver, the head coach of MTCS baseball, and also planning to have athletic director Jason Piercy and the president, Matt Tiller.
We better wear a tie.
Yeah, maybe so.
You said the president was coming.
But should have a big show next week. I think we've got eight interviews to get through next week, and then we'll wrap up year 31 of the coaches show.
Oh, this is it? That's going to be it next week?
Next week, yep. So I know there's a little tear in your eye.
I only have to see you 6 days a week now. That's good. That's
five.
Really five. Oh, yeah, five.
You get an extra day. Yeah. You'll enjoy that. So coming up here later today on WGNS, and actually in a matter of minutes, Joe Fisher is standing by. He's at FIU with the Lady Raiders. They're hoping to bounce back after the loss to Liberty on Thursday and finish off the regular season on a high note. Then we'll follow that with Middle Men at FIU. We'll join that in progress. They tip it at 2. And then baseball continues their weekend series. They've got Oakland in the college, not the high school.
Yeah. Jackson Smith's going to gain 10 pounds today.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of
donuts.
There's
a lot of donuts, some biscuits in there.
Wish we could send Joe some of those Donut Country donuts, but he's you know, warming up the vocal cords.
Joe's my hero, you know.
I know you've talked about that.
I think a lot of Joe.
Anything you want to say to him?
He doesn't know who I am, but yeah. He talked to me once. I almost got an autograph, but I didn't want to embarrass him.
You made me take a picture. It was at the state tournament a couple of years ago.
Make it like we were good friends.
Yeah.
But he's a super great guy. Yeah.
So that's what's coming up. On Monday, we'll have basketball coverage from the boys sectional. We're going to do the Laverne Walker Valley game and get updates on the Seagull Stars at Bradley Central, and then maybe some spring sports either Tuesday or Wednesday. Kind of depends on what the middle basketball schedule is, because the conference tournament begins next week in Huntsville. So I guess that's about wrapping us up.
We've turned it over to Jackson.
Yes.
Dalton, thank you for your help this year. I mean, he's been here almost every Saturday.
Yeah. You've got one more week, though, John. I'm afraid you're not going to show up next week. You're saying your goodbyes and everything.
No, I'm afraid he's not going to show up next week. Okay. It's not me.
Well, that's going to do it here for the Coaches Conversation. For all of the coaches, Danny Brewer, John Dinkins, I'm Brian Barrett. For Dalton Barrett as well, our producer, have a great weekend. Middle Tennessee Lady Raider Hoops coming up in a moment.
There's no disability insurance anywhere in the whole mix of this discussion, right?
No, I have to pay for my insurance.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't think so, but I'm just fishing here. Okay. Yeah. So what I want you to do, I want you to go to Ramsey Solutions. I want you to